Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today up to 25, Joburg 23, and Rustenburg a high of 28.
Okay, so as we mentioned, that accident, of course, at New Road on the N1 South is causing delays. The traffic looks like it's starting to move. There's still a 58-minute delay, though, so I suggest the R21 or the R511 further down the N14. Charlene also says on Atlas Road, Algin Road, Kempton Park, there seems to be a stationary truck in the right-hand lane, and it is causing massive delays there as well.
In your sport, Red Bull are set to replace Liam Lawson with Yuki Tsunoda after just two races of the Formula One season. And 19-year-old wildcard Alexander Ayala produces a huge upset at the Miami Open, beating world number two Iga Swiatek.
We start in Johannesburg, where plans are in motion to open the doors of the Joburg Metro Centre in Braamfontein once again. Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero says the city has roped in National Treasury to help in the refurbishment of the Metro Centre through a public-private partnership. These offices were shut down in October 2023 after a report flagged structural, mechanical and electrical concerns at the building and affected about 3,000 city workers. Cliff Shiku has more.
The building, which is over 50 years old, was housing the mayor, council speaker and several core departments. Last year, Morero proposed that the infamous Osindiso building in Marshalltown be converted to municipal offices temporarily following the fire that killed 76 people. However, this has not happened, as the office of the mayor has to be approved first by the administration.
So of course, there are laws also governing usage of offices.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Braamfontein.
Meanwhile, Morero also told the media yesterday that his team is committed to fixing potholes and faulty traffic lights across Johannesburg. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To neighbouring Tshwane, that's where Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi yesterday pledged support for the grieving families of the six slain community patrollers in Soshanguve.
There is no one who will not be buried because the family can't afford. There is no one who will not be buried because there's no one waiting in that family.
More on our news blog. American President Donald Trump says he is sending an ambassador to South Africa that he thinks Pretoria desperately needs. Trump elaborated on his Truth social media through the night about his naming of Leo Brent Bozell III as new ambassador to South Africa. The New York Times reported that Bozell's son was one of the almost 1,600 people convicted for their role in the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. And he was pardoned by Trump earlier this year. And back home, exactly 5 years ago, we went into our first day of COVID-19 lockdown. Remember this announcement?
The National Coronavirus Command Council has decided to enforce a nationwide lockdown for 21 days.
That lockdown ended up lasting some 750 days through its various stages. There were the regulations that kept us all at home. We weren't allowed to jog or cycle without a mask, no swimming in the sea, no buying rotisserie chickens, and of course,
when it comes to cigarettes, tobacco products, that we should not open up the sea. And the reason are health related.
When people sold, they put saliva on the paper.
I love us.
That is today, 5 years ago.
It was the official lockdown.
It started. This was the first morning of us all being at home.
Yeah, so that would mean that we broadcast that show that morning from, yes, well, on air anyway, from four different homes, the entire team, basically then from seven different homes. We figured out that was also when Zoom became very popular.
Massive.
Very.
Like all those things there. And at that stage, I won't lie, that first morning, I mean, I thought that's going to be like a temporary thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I mean, there was no way.
Well, we were told 21 days.
Yeah. In your most cynical form.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
That you would think that.